been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
It's going to be a toe-tapping podcast today, folks. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Hope you're doing well. We have Franklin Graham with us in just a few moments. And did you know that he is a big Johnny Cash fan? I know, right? Franklin Graham, one of the nation's most prominent evangelical leaders. And he likes Johnny Cash. I mean, normally, just think about this for a moment. When you think about religious leaders and what they do when they're not preaching, when they're, you know, back at their homes sitting in the lazy boy, I mean, what do they do? What do they listen to? And you would think they would listen to things like, you know, I don't know, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or maybe a rockin' Gregorian chant. But no, Franklin Graham's a big Johnny Cash guy. And he also rides a motorcycle. I'm telling you, the guy's amazing. So, by the way, the first time I met Franklin Graham, oh my goodness, it was here at the Fox News corner of the world. We were doing an episode of Hannity, and an interesting thing happened outside the plaza here at the Avenue of the Americas. The way Franklin explained it, that there was this guy, this police officer, and he was on horseback. And he sort of moseys up to Franklin as he's getting out of his car. And the police officer stops Franklin and says, hey, I just want you to know that I went to your dad's crusade in New York City. And, of course, back in the day, Billy Graham would do these massive, massive crusades. Of course, now that's a politically incorrect term, so we can't call them crusades. But back in the day, that's what they were called. As a matter of fact, I mean, when Billy Graham had a crusade, it was a huge, huge national event. I remember I was a small little child growing up in North Mississippi, right there on the state line with near Tennessee, near Memphis, and you would sit down with the whole family, and we would watch the Billy Graham crusade on primetime television. Of course, they wouldn't do that these days, but back in the day, the networks gave time for the gospel message. So anyway, this police officer was relating to Franklin that he had been to one of his father's crusades, and he had converted to Christianity. He had a life-changing moment at a Billy Graham crusade. And so I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Franklin tell this story, and it's just amazing to imagine how many people's lives have been impacted by the Graham family. Simply incredible. So anyway, here we are in the throes of this political chaos and all sorts of debauchery going on out there, even among the so-called church-going candidates. Everybody's slinging mud. And here's Franklin Graham, and he's looking at the big picture, and he sees that we've got a problem, folks. We've got a big problem, and this is a problem that cannot be fixed by all those people campaigning in Iowa right now and in New Hampshire right now. So Franklin decided to put together a national tour. And he's going to be visiting the state capitals of all 50 states. And it's called the Decision America Tour. Decision America Tour. No politicians allowed. I think this is brilliant, because ultimately Franklin believes there's a bigger problem facing America. Now, before we get into the meat of what the Decision America Tour is all about, I think it's good to get an idea of who Franklin Graham is, because, again, sometimes when we see religious leaders or politicians on television or we listen to them on the radio, we have these preconceived notions. But to be perfectly honest, Franklin Graham is just a regular guy. He's kind of like the person you would want to invite over to smoke a pork butt with, as the case may be. Tell us about some of the music that you have on your road trip mixtape.
Well, I don't listen to music unless really I'm riding my motorcycle. And sometimes I'll ride it from North Carolina to Alaska and back. And I just have I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I think a lot of my music is this, that kind of music that I grew up on, that I enjoy listening to when I'm on a road trip. I also have some of my favorite Christian artists. I'll listen to theirs. Michael W. Smith, of course, is a great favorite. And so that's kind of a mixture of just what I grew up on and then the praise and worship music of today.
You see, I thought you were kind of I imagined you being kind of like a convoy guy, you know, or maybe some Johnny Cash.
Well, I do have that, no question. Again, because I grew up on Johnny Cash. So I'll have him and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard, people like that, some of those old songs I'll have on my phone. And it's just, again, I don't get a chance to listen to it unless really I'm on my motorcycle. That's when I really get a chance to listen to it.
So are you, when it comes to eating habits, are you a diner, drive-in, or dive kind of a guy?
Well, I like food. So I guess, you know, the problem for me is I'm usually in a hurry, and I end up going through, you know, fast food restaurants. And I'm sure I eat way too many of those, but when I'm on the road, I love to find a local, what some people may call kind of a hole in the wall, but a barbecue place. I love, especially when you get into the Southwest, going to barbecue and some of your Tex-Mex type places where it'd be locally owned. So that's kind of my favorite food.
Okay, the guy loves Johnny Cash, Convoy, barbecue, and Jesus. Maybe Franklin Graham ought to be running for president, you know? All right, let's dig into the heart of this, the meat of why Franklin Graham is doing what he's doing, why he is taking time out of his schedule to go and visit and hold these rallies. The first one was held in Des Moines just recently. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that turned out in the freezing cold to pray for our nation and to talk about the issues that are impacting our nation.
Todd, to be honest, it's just a burden on my heart as I was watching my grandchildren. I have 10 grandchildren, realizing that the country that I grew up in is not going to be the same for them. They're not going to have the same opportunities. We're turning quickly into a socialist country, and that's where the progressives want us to be. And so the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party, and it's not the Republican Party. The only hope for America is God. And I just decided, it was an impression on my heart, I want to go to the capitals and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and urge people to pray. But more importantly, after prayer, is to get engaged and get involved in the political process. We forget about, we think a lot about who's running for president, and of course, or maybe a Senate race or Congress, but we forget that some of the most important, maybe the most important elections, are our local elections. Who's going to be our mayor, the city council, school boards, judges, these types of things. And I want to get Christians engaged and get Christians to vote. And before a Christian votes, I want them to consider who they're voting for and hold up the standard of the biblical principles that this nation was built on.
What really struck me as interesting, Franklin, is that there are so many other religious liberty advocates out there, and they're saying sort of similar things, but at the same time, they're partnering up with candidates in the race, Marco Rubio's or the Ben Carson's or the Ted Cruz's or Mike Huckabee's, and yet you've gone out of your way not to do that. You're not even allowing these candidates to speak during your events.
No, if a candidate showed up and we're not going to recognize them. We're not going to give them the microphone. And I'm not giving the microphone to anybody except myself. And because I don't want somebody to get up and say something that 6 months later would be an embarrassment to us. I could do that. So I'm going to make sure that it's just my voice only. Again, it's trying to lead this nation in prayer, confessing the sins of our country, asking for God's forgiveness, and encouraging Christians to get engaged in the political process.
You really do speak and write in your columns and on Facebook about the gravity of the situation. Do you think that America's pastors in general understand where we are and where we are heading as a nation?
No, I don't. I think the older ones do. The younger pastors, so many of them are caught up in the pop culture, and pastoring a church is more about being cool. And we're beginning to put theology in the back seat. And I'm concerned about the church. And to be honest with you, the problems we have in America today are the failure of the church. 100 years ago, if people were hungry in the community, they didn't go to the government. They went to the church. The church would feed them. If somebody's home burned down and there was a family that was out on the street and had no place to go, the local church took care of them. The government has come in, and the churches have allowed the government to take away their responsibility. And so the government is feeding people. The government is clothing people. The government is now in charge of health care. It used to be the churches had their hospitals. They were charity hospitals. The Baptists had theirs. The Catholics had theirs. The Presbyterians, the Methodists. They all had hospitals all across this country. And if you were sick, you could go to one of these hospitals, and you didn't have to have Obamacare. The church was taking care of you. And those days, the government has taken this away from the church, and the churches and the pastors have allowed the government to take these responsibilities from the church, and the government cannot do it. They just can't do it as good as the churches could do it. So I want people to begin to pray. We as a nation are in trouble, and only God can fix it.
What Franklin Graham says is true. So many of our churches have become so focused on being culturally relevant that they become spiritually irrelevant. And right now, Franklin Graham is one of the few voices out there crying in the wilderness. DecisionAmericaTour.com. You need to check this out, folks. Even if you can't make it to one of the rallies, there are lots of things you can do. You can volunteer. You can be a part of this movement. And again, it's not political. It's not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. It's not about libertarians. It's about the faithful. And it's about America. It's about the future of our country. Folks, this is one of the things that you can take a day off from work to attend. Folks, this is the kind of thing that you pull your kids out of school so they can attend. Folks, that's going to wrap up this episode. Be sure to check out ToddStearns.com. That's sort of the one-stop shopping, so you can gain access to our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram pages. It's also where you can read our columns and listen to previous episodes of our podcast. And also be sure to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, give us a subscription there and tell us what you think about the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Hope you have a great day, everybody. From Fox News headquarters in New York, I'm Todd Starnes.